Thank you, Ed. Ladies and gentlemen, first let me just say I think this has been a terrific meeting. There's no question that we have... there's no question but what we have really completed our first half century in great style and in great form. Without trying to put a damper on this occasion, however, I think, as the military does, the first thing you need to do when you're involved in an activity, in a battle, if you will, is to understand what is the enemy situation. And I would suggest that today, our country is in one of its most serious positions of vulnerability since those days in the 18th century when we were founded. We have Obamacare, not just a health issue, but really as the greatest attempt by that national government that was feared by the founders that might become oppressive, the largest and the most excessive attempt at power grab that we've seen in our history. We have a president who trashes the Constitution on a regular basis and makes it look like virtue to his followers. We have a Congress that doesn't work anymore. There's no more deliberation, there are no more committee meetings, there's no more debates on the floor. It's essentially in the hands of two dictators, one in the House and one in the Senate, and they represent a diminution of legislative and parliamentary activity in both parties. We have the greatest attacks on religious liberty that I've seen in my lifetime, and I believe in the history of the country. And in the last decade, we've gone from one of the most economic free nations in the world to somewhere down around 10 or maybe even 16, depending on which index you read. Now, that's a serious situation. But I believe that the Philadelphia Society, as you have heard glimpses throughout these 2 days, has the ability to provide the intellectual firepower, if you will, to retake our country. And it has to be based upon the things we've talked about and some of the other speakers have mentioned this morning. Our appreciation, our reverence, and our willing to work for the reassertion of the Constitution, of the rule of law, an appreciation of the history of the founding, and why those documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, mean something in spirit as well as in actual legal verbiage. We have also an appreciation of the moral and cultural foundations of our nation, which need to be, again, reasserted. And I believe we can do it because of the assets that we have. We have the appreciation of history, of Forrest MacDonald or Steve Hayward or so many that are gathered here. We have an appreciation of language, as Neil Friedman talked to us about yesterday. And while I'm on that point, we have to lead the rest of our country in not allowing the left to set the language and the paradigms of the battles that we have in this country. For example, I hear people talk about the Affordable Care Act. We all know it, of course, as Obamacare, a pejorative term if there ever was one, and rightfully so. But it ought to be called, every time we use it, the so-called Affordable Care Act, so that we again go back to truth. We shouldn't talk about progressives, because to the unknowing, or as Rush Limbaugh would say, the low information voter, that sounds good. And what the progressives so-called are really trying to do is take us back to the days of Jimmy Carter, or maybe worse. And so we have to seize the language once again and be careful how we use it. We have one very important ingredient, and that is humor. If there's anything that characterizes the Philadelphia Society, it's an appreciation of humor, the humor of a Dan Oliver or of a Stan Evans or so many of our other clever people. We have the optimism of the man that we all admire very much, Ronald Reagan, which was the key to his success and bringing other people to believe as he did. And we have, of course, the indefatigable energy of people like Ed Fulner and so many others around this room. I think we have lots of assets at the end of 50 years to go into the next 50 years. And so let's go forward with those assets, use them well, and complete the century of the Philadelphia Society. Thank you.